hey, I woke up this morning. First thing I did, checked my phone, as you do.
Yeah.
And I read an article on the Courier Mail saying that tropical cyclone Alfred could hit a massive stretch or somewhere along a massive stretch of the Queensland coast next week. The Sunny Coast was named as one of the possible locations that it could be hitting. And so I saw this and I was like, are we going to get a cyclone here?
Well, you're from WA. They cop cyclones all the time, don't they?
Up north. Never.
Up north, not towards
I was
Perth.
From Perth, so never down there.
I spent 4 or 5 years in Darwin. Darwin sees them all the time.
Yeah.
I've had to broadcast through a couple as it hit in the morning. Like, it's scary stuff, does a whole lot of damage. These things are, it's good to be across them and as early as possible.
Yeah. And look, the chances, I believe, are quite slim, but it could be anywhere between Brisbane and Townsville that they say it's going to hit, or it could not be at all. It could stay out to sea. But we thought, let's get an actual expert on the show, because as much as I tell the weather every hour, I don't know the ins and outs of cyclones.
I think
it's
pretty obvious that you don't know what the weather is doing, because you're very often wrong every hour. So let's go to the chief forecaster of Higgins Storm Chasing, Tim Hinterdorfer. Welcome to the show.
Tom.
You're wrong.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
How dare you?
Good afternoon, guys.
No. We're speaking to the chief forecaster here, Taz. That's like calling Albo bloody Angus instead of Anthony.
It's Ellie and Baz, this show. Yeah.
Now, Tom,
That's not the worst typo I've heard of, so that's fine.
Okay, good. Now, Higgins Storm Chasing, for starters, huge, huge organisation, what would you call it, viral page that you guys have been running for a while now. What a cool job. Do you actually chase storms?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be heading back over to the States in about 6 to 7 weeks and chasing tornadoes for 3 months. So, yeah, there's no rest for the wicked with us. We definitely do love chasing storms, and we love forecasting, monitoring them as well, and, you know, putting as many posts out there as we can to keep people as safe as possible.
Amazing. Now, talk to us about Cyclone Alfred. We've heard it could hit here. Is that likely?
Well, at the moment, it's a big blob out in the Coral Sea doing blob things. It's just sitting out there at the moment about 1,000 kilometres or so northeast of Mackay, or over 1,200 kilometres east of Cairns. During the next few days, it's expected to take a more southerly track, which obviously brings it a bit closer to the coast. Mm-hmm. And then it is expected to take a more southwest track into the weekend, which, of course, again, brings it a little bit closer to the coast. Mm-hmm. At the moment, there's a lot of model discrepancy beyond Sunday, which happens with these things. Right. But it seems to be a lot more than usual at the moment. And so there is a little bit of an unknown. Definitely can't rule it out making landfall, but definitely can't say that it will as well. So at the moment, no landfall is expected prior to the end of the weekend, I don't think. Mm-hmm. It would be definitely into next week. And at that stage, it's, you know, over the next few days, we'll get a better grasp of if it could make landfall to begin with, and then if it is going to make landfall, what sort of impacts we're looking like and for where.
How accurately, how much in advance can you accurately predict it, and then how much is just a question mark from then on?
Anything more than about 4 or 5 days out, models really struggle with these systems.
Yep.
There's just so many moving parts to them. There's upper-level support, there's steering ridges, there's blocking ridges. Even some low and mid-level steering can all play a role in not just the intensity but the tracking of these systems. Because you've got to remember, too, that the steering with these systems is so much larger. Like, we see the cyclone on the map and it looks massive, yet the steering ridge over New Zealand right now is covering probably 3,000, 4,000 kilometres.
Yeah.
And it's part of the process of steering this system, as well as the other ones that are over in Fiji. So anywhere within about 3 or 4 days, we have really high confidence on what's going to happen. Yep. And of course, you know, tomorrow we'll have 3 or 4 days. We'll be able to keep extending it out that extra 24 hours and until, of course, there's some sort of model agreement or high confidence on land impacts, interactions, you name it.
I have just learnt so many new terms for my weather
report.
No.
Oh, no.
Steering, that's a good one.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that was good, Tom. I've written them down. Thank you. I'll be using them over the next few days. Okay, so what we do know for sure over the next few days is we're going to get a fair bit of tailwind and high swell, right? Surfers are very excited across the coast, I've heard, because surfing conditions are supposed to be huge. Is that generally expected, Tom?
Yeah, even if the system wasn't going to make landfall, I'm sure surfers are going to be super happy about this. Mm. The swell is going to be up anywhere along the southeast coast, even up into the central Queensland coast, and down into northeast New South Wales. There's going to be a large stretch of that eastern Australia coast.
Mm-hmm.
That sees, you know, an increase in swells, an increase in wave heights. Hopefully it's not too choppy, but I do believe that the swell will be pretty favourable for the surfers out there.
Yeah. Lastly,
and then of course the squally rains and everything else will come with it too.
Yeah,
I thought he said the schoolies. I was like, what are the schoolies up to?
It picks them up and it sort of rotates them around a little
bit. Cocktails, man.
So before you go, before you disappear off to chase tornadoes, last year the movie Twisters came out.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell, yeah. Very attractive man playing a storm chaser. Do you think that helped the industry? Do you think, Tom?
We are anticipating a lot more chases out there this year in the States.
Wow.
Yeah, I know that the tours over there booked out very quickly, and a lot of the tours are booked out for next year as well.
Wow.
So the movie definitely did bring a lot of attention to the industry. Hopefully a lot of it's good, and hopefully us chasers can help the industry look good.
Yeah.
We obviously don't want to do stupid stuff that makes it look bad, because
yeah.
Not all of us are adrenaline junkies. And hopefully there's another Twisters in the nearer future. Hopefully there's not a 30-year gap between this current one and the next one, because I think a lot of people do love that movie.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, Tom Hinterdorfer, great name, the chief forecaster from Higgins Storm Chasing, thank you so much for joining us, Asavo. Happy chasing.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.